Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is a daily video on how to retire happily. I've mentioned a couple of times that one of the things that I do in my morning ritual is I journal. So I want to talk about journaling. Let's start with what I get out of it and what the benefits are. So first of all, it can be a great stress relief. You know, when I'm anxious about something or worried about something, I just start writing. And it's amazing how it seems like my shoulders drop. And sometimes I journal in the middle of the day because it's a great way to vent. Sometimes I write in big letters because there's something I'm really upset about, angry about. And I write it all out. And I swear. And I just am nasty on paper. It's a great way to get it out. Very cathartic. Another thing I get out of journaling is it awakens the creativity. If any of you have done the work of the artist's way, you know what I'm talking about, the morning pages. When you get up in the morning, if you do what I do, before you turn on any of the devices, before you get into the day, sitting and just letting it flow. It's very helpful. I'm often amazed at what comes up. I don't know about you, but my feelings are not always known to me. And when I write, I realize how I'm doing. I realize that I do have some anger. I do have some frustration. I am a little sad. Or I am just being impatient. It's good for me to know what's going on with me. And it's a great way to do it. And one of the things about journaling is to not be judgmental. So there's no right way to journal. It's just get the pen, and by the way, you can do it on your computer or on your tablet, but I highly recommend a pad, a notebook, and a pen and pencil. There's just something about writing it out. When I do write, and I've heard this from many people, that writing really brings out things that don't come out any other way. They get us in touch with ourselves. They let us let out things that we don't want to tell anybody, we don't want to burden people with, or it's just not necessary to talk to other people about, or at least we think. So it's a great way to really unleash your creativity, unleash the unwanted feelings. And you know, once in a while, go back and review, take a look. See what progress you've made. Now, I don't keep many because I fill up a lot of notebooks. But I do keep a few, and once in a while I'll look back. And sometimes I'll say, wow, I've come a long way. Or I'm in the same place on this one. So it's good to know where I'm stuck, that maybe I need to do something different about, or where I'm truly making progress and pat myself on the back. So, if you haven't journaled before, I invite you to sit down at any time in the day, or before you go to bed, or in bed, before you get up. It doesn't matter. I've journaled and do journal at different times during the day. Just my routine is mostly in the morning, but I use it so much that it's really any time. Like I said, there's really no right way other than just to let it rip. So I hope you will take me up on this and do some journaling. And by the way, if you have enjoyed this video, maybe there's somebody that you can pass it on to and have them enjoy it too. Thanks for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you here again tomorrow.